It's now 7 after the hour. The Doug Stephan Good Day program. Heather Bachman is here as a new player in the Doug Stephan gang posse enterprise, along with the lovely Jennifer Horn, the ever-popular Rich McFadden, and a lady who has not graced us with her presence for what seems like months.
A blasto from the pasto.
Years, almost.
Has it been years now? I haven't been that long. Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio is here. Mom and Maria go together like a horse and a carriage, right? Moms and Maria, horse and carriage, love and marriage. You get it?
That's right.
Yeah. How do you like being compared to a horse, Maria?
You know, yeah, I don't know.
Right.
I've been compared to worse.
So here's for people who don't know who Maria is, sort of a little background. Maria has made an astonishing amount of money as a career lady, teaching the big businesses in our country how to sell to women. And mostly women, the target are people your age. I guess Heather is a mother of three. She's in her early 40s. Jennifer's in her mid-30s. You are, Maria, in your mid-40s.
Mid-40s. Yeah, let's keep with the mid.
Could push a little further, probably, if we wanted to. Richie's in his mid-40s. But you're not really trying to... this is an inside insight into what businesses are doing. When you see ads... When you hear ads, when you are watching various bloggers on Twitter, the people on Facebook that are reviewing products, that sort of thing, it seems that it's all been so well put together, it almost seems casual. But behind all of that is a great deal of thought, isn't there, Maria?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of plotting and strategy and a lot of maneuvering, that's for sure.
But what kind of things... give us. I don't want you to give away all of your secrets, but I think that people would find it very interesting to understand how marketing takes place. It's a big, big business. They have to... People... And it starts earlier. We always ask ourselves, especially those of us who are in radio or television, the advertisers love 25 to 54 or 18 to 49 or whatever it is. And they keep telling us the reason they like those numbers, those ages, is because they can somehow impact how people make decisions, what brands they become loyal to. Does that really work anymore?
Yeah, and also you have to realize that that's the group of people that control so much of the spending, you know. And I decide, and Jennifer decides, and Heather decides, for the most part, what comes into the house. And sometimes it's decisions that aren't just diapers and what kind of potato chips they're going to eat. I mean, I challenge Rich. When was the last time he bought his own deodorant? I mean, is it Janet who's buying that deodorant or some of your products?
Yep.
Because I bet it is.
Well, yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, there are certain brands that I like, and she knows that I like them. But, you know, in general, when we go out, it's, you know, she's the decision maker on a lot of stuff.
Gee, I don't have anybody buying that stuff for me.
Well, yeah, that's your own fault. I, you know, I'm lucky enough to have somebody.
We can place an ad for you.
But, you know, it's in the car business. When I was in the car business in the 80s, the old-time guys, the guys who were in the car business from the 70s, used to walk out and greet new clients, new customers, and walk up to the man and shake the hand and then nod to the wife, ma'am. Nice to meet you. Yeah, and then it was right around there, you know, in the early to mid 80s that it started to change, where you would walk out and you would shake the hand of the woman first, look her in the eye, and then say, and then shake the man's hand and say, "Sir, nice to meet you," because you knew that she was the decision maker. He might do all the talking still back then, but she was the decision maker. And now it's, you know, the guy's pretty irrelevant in a lot of these things. But Doug, it's an amazing thing. I've had the pleasure of hanging out with Maria at some of these, you know, mommy blogger conventions.
Which is, explain what the mommy blogger conventions are all about,
Maria.
It's a place where brands can talk and get to know these moms who are influential. You know, these are the moms that when you go online and you're reading reviews on Amazon and you're reading a blog and they love a product, you know, they don't love that product just because, I mean, in some cases, maybe because they used it and bought it, but a lot of those women are receiving samples of the product.
Or they're getting paid.
Or they're getting paid, right. Yeah. And it's no different than American
me.
Idol having Coke.
No, but it's no different than me. Somebody pays me to do a spot for a particular product.
Right.
It's the same thing. But it's disclosed.
Yeah,
you know I'm getting
paid.
Right.
It's different in that, and here's how it's different. These companies have realized what we were just talking about, that the decision makers in the house are women, and that they do like to be social. And they do like to chat with each other about what's going on in their lives, their careers, their families, and what products they like. And these people are smart enough to try and get them all together, the influencers, and talk to them about, you know, how to connect with each other and then about their brands. And it's really interesting to watch how organized all of this is. I mean, the companies understand this, and they're going after
it. Do some companies, Maria Bailey, understand it better than others?
Oh, absolutely. There's some companies that, Chick-fil-A, for instance, they totally get it. And they don't have to force it. I mean, they don't have to pay
those
moms.
They're marketing Chick-fil-A to chicks.
Yeah, right.
Get
in
it.
Some ways.
It's Chick's Filet.
Right. Or if you're Jewish, it's Chick's a Filet.
That's right.
You know what the Chick's is?
Or if you're fashionable, it's Chick Filet.
Yeah.
But they're never open on Sunday.
Never.
But there's some companies that they don't even have to force it. They don't even have to pay moms to talk about the products. But, like, at these conventions and conferences that Rich was talking about, it's the companies that develop relationships with those moms that tend to get it right. AT&T, believe it or not, does a great job when it comes to moms because they're out there, they're talking, they're, you know.
So how does that work compared to Verizon or Sprint or some of the other T-Mobile? AT&T does it better than the other competitors?
Yeah, you know, you don't, when you're out in the mom world, you don't really see Sprint at, you know, interacting and supporting, you know, mom businesses, or if there's a local event where moms are getting together to talk about how to build their businesses or how to build their blogs or how to, you know, on Facebook. They're just always there, AT&T, and you don't really see their competitors out there having those dialogues. And some of those conversations happen in social media, on Twitter and on Facebook. They don't happen in real life, but AT&T is just one of those companies that happens to be there in real life a lot. I mean, Rich saw them at the conference we were at recently, and they were there helping moms, you know, create solutions for their business.
And that's the neat thing is, they don't just go there and pimp themselves and say, hey, talk about us. They go there and they say, what's going on with you and how can we help? Mm-hmm. Because they know that's the real way to create a relationship and get brand loyalty.
Yeah. Right. And so the other side of this is the disposable income is not with this age group, though. You said earlier on, Maria, that there is a lot of money with the people in the age demo that we're talking about, but the most money rests with the people who are older, who seem not to be courted by the people that are trying to sell. Why is that?
They do. They have the most disposable income. But you know what? Marketers feel like by that age, they are brand loyal to whatever brand they've been using.
I think that's foolish. As a person who's pushing that end of the spectrum, I'm not loyal to, I mean, I'm loyal. I buy the same tractors, but maybe I buy the same trucks. Do I buy the same groceries all the time? No. Do I buy the same clothing all the time? No. Do I buy things that are soft, especially software items, so-called soft goods?
Yeah.
I'm influenced by...
Well, it's also, no offense, get ready, Jennifer, he's going to jump at this one. men and women that are over 55 are just not sexy anymore to the
media.
Excuse me?
You
know? Yeah.
I know. They're just not sexy.
How dare you suggest.
I think I'm going to become sexier, though. Tell me what you think, Marie, because I know.
Wait, hold on just a second.
I mean, Doug, I personally
I need to assuage my ego. Hold on a second. I want to know. I'm assuaging my ego now. Jennifer, do you think I'm sexy?
Of course.
All right. Heather, you think I'm sexy?
She works for you.
I can't even speak. I'm speechless.
Yeah, Maria, you think I'm sexy? Yeah, right.
No, I totally think you're sexy. I'm not talking for myself. I'm talking for marketers.
Right. Well, I'm not. I wouldn't want to be. If the marketers are men, I wouldn't think that I would be attractive. Are the marketers that are moving most products men or women? Who's doing most of this work? Are women speaking to women and not speaking to men?
Unfortunately, I think it's still men moving the products.
Men are the fat white guys in the corner smoking a cigar are still trying to figure. That's the same problem radio has. Maybe the same problem most. The car business, Richie, the fat white guy in the corner with
a
cigar.
There are a lot of female owners now, usually the daughters of the owners, and they've taken over the relationship. So there are a lot more women, but mostly guys, yeah.
Yeah. I know a woman who owns a car dealership in Canada, very successful, much more. Her father started it, but you're right, she took it over.
Sure.
She's very
Yeah, there's
successful.
A lot of that happening.
Yeah, right. But that's, I think more and more women are involved, generally speaking, in business. And most of the people that I, most of the women that I know in business are better at it than men. And most of the women who are running, most of the, why do you think I surround myself with women other than I enjoy their company? They're better at most things that are part of this business than are men. No offense,
Ricky. Do you think that's why we're getting all that birth control stuff from men and all this female attention during this election cycle? Because men realize it just it like ding, ding, dinged in their head that we can probably do pretty much everything they can.
Yeah.
We're actually more powerful.
There are differences still. Yeah, there are differences still, no doubt. But the ability to do anything, absolutely.
Yeah. Did you
see the book, the new book that's out that's getting all the conversation now called The Richer Sex?
Yes.
It made the headlines of
news. I asked somebody to find that woman for me and have her come on. That'd be a good conversation.
Yeah. Yes. And ask her out to dinner.
Maybe afterwards, sure. All right. Maria Bailey is here.
Hans, like that.
Jennifer and Heather.
You want to come on the show?
19 past on Good Day. Can it, Richie, will you?
Distance matters. Chevy has 10 models offering an EPA estimated 30 highway miles per gallon or better, like the 42 mile per gallon Highway Cruise Eco. If you want to save more at the pump, stop by and see your local Chevy dealer today.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com and let the referrals begin.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, April 20th through the 23rd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At 95 years young, Nola Hoche became the world's oldest college graduate.
If we don't concentrate on our ages, we go ahead and do things as if we were younger.
So live life and pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Rod Morgenstein, who's the drummer for Winger, is just matter with you.
I love it.
Headed for a Heartbreak is one of the songs today that we use to profile those who are having a birthday. So happy birthday to Eleanor Donahue, who was in Father Knows Best, to Alan Price, who is the organist with the Animals, to Larry Ramos, who is the guitarist with the Association, to Eve Graham, who is with the New Seekers. Her real name is Evelyn Beatsum. Very English. Let's see, who else do we have on here? Tim Curry, who's got lots of acting credits to his name. He's 66 today. Mark Bowman is a saxophonist with the Knight Riders and the Turtles. So we have two people from groups, the Seekers, the Turtles Association, kind of all together. This guy, Morgenstein, from Winger. And then there's James Franco, who is Daniel on Freaks and Geeks. Franco was the one who was on the Academy Awards last year. It was so bad, right?
Yeah, it was so bad.
Yeah, he's 34. So happy birthday to him. And if today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Heather Bachman, Jennifer Horn, Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio is here. Rich McFadden and I are talking about marketing and how to get to people. That's Maria's real business. That's how I first was attracted to her. I don't remember how many. Was it 4 or 5 years? When did we first meet? I can't remember.
She was here before I was, I've
really?
Been with you for so 6
been,
years.
It's yeah. longer than
a
that.
A long
seven?
Time. Wow. Since I was 18.
Wow. Oh, of course. Yes, yeah, exactly. So then, how has marketing changed in the years that you have been doing it? Is it directly a relationship that one has with the technology that one uses? We have a lot of advertising dollars going now online that used to be either print or electronic. And now there's that whole new category of money advertising. You go online to any site, and there are always the banner ads, and there's an upfront video, what do they call it, a pre-roll. And, you know, you sometimes can skip it, sometimes not. How do people pay for that? How do they know? We've got somebody, as a matter of fact, I was thinking about this the other day because on my store site, I've been told you can put click it and Picket or something. I don't know. Click. Oh, I know what it is. You can go. You can sign up for something and put yourself out there. And if people click on it, you pay for every time there's
right.
a click.
Yeah,
to
Facebook
yourself.
Has that.
What is
right.
it called?
It's pay-per-click.
Pay-per-click. That's yeah. it, too. How does that work, Maria?
Well, you just put ads on your blog
or
your site.
But does it work well?
For Facebook, yeah, it works very well.
Oh, yeah.
For Facebook, you can say, I have $1,000 to spend.
Right.
And I want to reach people who are interested in this, and this. They have all these little boxes you can check off that people uh-huh. have in their bio. Like, Doug, you have in your bio, I live on a farm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they might have on there, you know, people are into agriculture. Boom. Okay. And it will gear the ads that you pick or a place towards those people who have the interests that you select. So it's very targeted.
Wow.
Yeah.
And but it's become very sophisticated. And you wonder if this is not something that's driven. When the computers first came out, there were people who literally had to sit at computers and program them with cards, their punch cards. I remember seeing people do that. There's no people involved in any of this anymore, right? It's pretty much all somebody has programmed it, and they pick all these things out because there are cookies that tell them where these people are, and they just automatically, I mean, it's so complicated, the average mind can't really figure it out. Right?
Am I right? Actually, it's so uncomplicated now that the average person can create a facade online and create a big business without, I think it's almost so simple now.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
But the technology behind it seems complicated, Maria.
It does seem complicated, yeah. But they've made it easy for the average person like you and I.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
A woman, her dog, and her man. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Wait a minute. Where's the dog?
I told you, he took off.
You were on the phone, right? You lost the dog while you were talking on the phone.
Diane Keaton and Kevin Kline play a long married couple whose relationship is in some ways tested, in other ways saved, by the disappearance of their dog in Darling Companion, the new film from writer-director Lawrence Kasdan. Kasdan's movie scripts include Raiders of the Lost Ark, Body Heat, and The Accidental Tourist. In Darling Companion, he revisits one of his favorite topics, the complex relationships between men and women. Besides Keaton and Kline, the movie also features Oscar winner Diane Wiest and Oscar nominee Richard Jenkins.
It's about a huge variety of companionships. The central relationship is a married couple who've been married for 30 years or more. But there is also a relationship between Diane Wiest and Richard Jenkins that is a brand new relationship of people who are starting over in their life and who are also of that age and has all the passion and playfulness that you have when you're starting a new relationship, no matter what age you are.
Does Hollywood or does the filmmaking industry sort of shy away from that kind of story?
Absolutely, as you all know.
Yeah. Why is that?
The focus of Hollywood, they're looking for movies that can be franchised, can have 50 or 60 commercial tie-ins. Those things tend not to be the more complicated or mature stories about people.
For a woman, there are physical changes that affect everything.
Oh, tell me about being a woman.
I think that the anger you're feeling is not actually about me. It's hormonal.
No, it's not menopause. It actually is about you.
You've made 6 movies with Kevin Kline. Well, why do you like working with him?
He can do anything. He's a great guy. He is funny as hell. He has a slightly skewed view of the world that probably matches up with mine.
Darling Companion stars Diane Keaton, Kevin Kline, Diane Wiest, and Richard Jenkins.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
After the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with a focus on the mommy side of buying, purchasing, selecting, doing. That's why Maria Bailey is back with us from Mom Talk Radio. She, along with Rich McFadden and Heather Bachman and me, have an interest because we all have something in common. Maria and I maybe do, or maybe I'm the best example of this. I don't know. We all work from home. My business runs out of my homes, and I don't have an office, per se. Maria, you do a lot of work at your home, for sure. You have an office, but I'm betting a lot of the heavy lifting, a lot of the self, you know, the person that runs the business has to come up with all the ideas. And as such, most people who have their own businesses have offices at home because that's when they come up with the stuff that they... I mean, I find that to be the case with me. Richie, you've got an office at home.
Absolutely.
And Heather is working with me. Whether she knows it or not, she's going to have an office at home.
I do already.
Yeah.
I've already started putting it together.
I think with most people, the practical side, unless you're working for some really big company and have to go to the office every day and everything depends on your being at the office, Maria, isn't it the fact that many, if not most people, are working, if not full-time, part-time, at home, and an office is a foyer. It used to be the den or the television room. But now for a lot of people, the home office is a very important core to the home itself, to the work.
Absolutely. I mean, it's what gives us flexibility, and the office can be anywhere. It can be in your kitchen. It can be in your dining room. And then most people move, take their office with them by taking it on their iPad or their iPhone, too. So, yeah, you got to... I think people are now are on the go, you know, and it's really important to have a mobile office inside your house and one that can travel out with you as well.
Joining us is Joyce Kress, who is a shopper marketing account manager for HP and works with the Walmart folks. Also, Chris Araggio, who's a sales manager for HP, HP Hewlett Packard. Nobody knows this, and I've never said this on the air before, but the Packard side of Hewlett Packard, the family lived around the corner from me. When I was a kid, my sisters played with them, and I remember that it was always this big, monstrous house, and people wondered, even at that time, what the heck was this? It was like a big secret what this guy did for a living. So now we know the rest of the story. Joyce, nice to have you here. Chris, good to have you on. Good day. Let's talk a little bit about when you're working in the world that you're working in, you're working with the tools, if you will. What is it that the average home office ought to have in it in order to be, I don't know if useful, utilitarian is probably the best word. What do we have to have? If all of us who are part of this conversation, whether those of us on the air, those of you who are listening, let's see if we can come up with things that are necessary in order to make that home office hum.
Chris, you'd like to go first?
Joyce, you want to take that?
I'll take it first. Well, what we're going to be talking about today is one of the newest inventions from HP. It's the new HP ePrint printer, this is sold at a good price point of $69 at Walmart. And this allows the customer to stay mobile. Maria was talking about the fact that people live on their tablets and their iPhones. And to have this handy printer in your home office really makes a big difference. Folks can print mobily from their smartphone or their tablet from wherever they are to their ePrint printer. The printer actually has an email address. So I would say first and foremost, that is one of the key products that you might outfit your home office with to keep you, moving and getting things done when you're not at home in the office and you're on the road.
So. All right, so here I am. I'm the dummy of the crowd.
Let me lay this out for you. I can lay this out for you. We get you these HP. I have one sitting in my house. Murray has one. Jennifer has one. And you're getting one, Doug. What we will do for you, for example, is set one in your studio in the farm and one in your studio in Los Angeles.
Right.
And currently what we do is we email you all of the day's prep,
your prep package, which is about
40, yep. 50 pages of stuff.
Right, okay. Correct, yep.
And then you have to go and open it, and you're like, I can't open it, I won't open it. And then you have to print it. Now the print is not working,
I don't think I say it quite like that, but sometimes it's frustrating.
Right?
Yes, right.
Now, with this technology on this HPE printer, we can actually print it for you.
You can send a command.
We can email the prep package to your HP printer's email address, mm-hmm. and it will just print. So when you walk down to your printer in the morning, all of your stuff will be there, instead of you having to find the email, open it up, and blah, 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 all that stuff. So, and this is great. Maria actually prints things for her kids from an airplane.
Yeah, you know, like sometimes I want my I'll get an email and I'll be sitting on an airplane and it's something that my kids back at home need to like put on the refrigerator or a reminder or something about a practice or whatever, or I don't know. It's just, you know, a permission slip that a teacher sends me. Instead of emailing it to them, I literally just email it to the printer. And it prints off, and normally and I have mine in my kitchen, so somebody all of a sudden will be in the kitchen and they'll hear the printer go off and they'll know, okay, Mom's sending us something that's important, and I send it from my iPhone. Sometimes I'm in a meeting.
So my mind is now going wild thinking about the possibilities. You send it from an airplane.
Right.
I could be on my tractor out in the field.
Yep.
You could be in a car stuck on the 405 in Los Angeles. This is very interesting.
But, you know, it's all about the tools.
Yeah.
And keeping current with the tools that can help you be more efficient and effective. And, you know, one of the things is, you know, Maria and I with the iPads or with the iPhones, and this is just one of those things. So now what else do we need, Maria, in our home office to help us move a little quicker? And you know, what are the hot things out there that you know of?
Well, I think... besides the e-printer, the thing that I use the most is probably, you know, my iPhone, because it just helps me stay connected with you know, everything. I guess now people are getting into the cloud and that kind of thing. But I, you know, between my e-printer and my iPad and or my iPhone, I feel like
office.
I'm hooked up everywhere.
All right.
You know?
So then is this, do we get to the point, I just was talking earlier about paying a $1,000 bill to Verizon for various things that are connected to lines, connected to wires, whether it's Fios, whether there's all kinds of, you know how I am about this, Richie. It drives me nuts because these people are so difficult to work
right.
with. But are you, what do you have to have for a connection? I have an iPad, for example. What that's wireless. Does that interface with this e-printer that we're talking about?
Chris, you want to explain how it works, how
yeah.
it connects?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it absolutely does. And I think you were asking what are some of the basics that a house needs. And I think having a computer, whether that's a laptop or a desktop, having the service, like you talked about, wireless or internet access in your house, and then probably a wireless router, probably provided by your internet service provider,
right.
So that now that you have those capabilities in your house and all the devices that Maria talked about, you're now set up with a couple of pieces to then basically expand as you need it. Oh, and by the way, always have a backup device, a backup hard drive to save all those precious photos and documents that you need. But from the Hewlett-Packard standpoint, the ability to then have – so first and foremost, these are – top of the line. We are the top market share. We've had the best printers on the market for years and years and years. And now we have this technology that's basically comes with the vast majority of our products at no extra charge.
Okay.
That basically makes this printer to where it's now personal. You can add, I have my own, I named it myself. And now I have this ability to use this printer no matter where I am in my house because of wireless, but no matter where I am, because of the C-print capability.
Here's a visualization for you. Chris, you don't know me. Joyce, you don't know me. Richie will laugh at this. The printer, which is right behind Heather. Do you want to describe the printer, Heather, that we have?
Massive.
In the office.
And noisy. It makes its presence known.
It's 3x3x3, and I'm not talking about inches. And so when you think about the space that it takes up in the office, never mind the
and
fact
probably
that
probably you could have bought 6 of these things for what you paid for that.
Well, yeah, probably. You're also. And I was thinking of all the things that we have at DougStephan.com, like the Queen of Cheap, the coupons that are there from the supermarket, Guru, things that people could see if they're in the store and they've heard something. And they see some, okay, well, I got to get this. I'll print it at home and I'll bring it back next time I come to the store. You could, while you're thinking about it, going up and down the line, oh, I saw a coupon for that. I could see where you could, right? I mean, isn't that the application?
Right.
You could print out the coupon from DougStephan.com and you have it the next time you go to the store.
Absolutely. And you know, like you could take a picture and just send it right to the printer.
Yeah.
Like if you're, or you could buy like your aging mother a printer. And you could be at the soccer field with your kids, take a picture on your iPhone, and send it to your in-law's printer. And, you know, she can never again complain that you don't send her pictures of the kids.
All right, but let's talk about the gotcha here. And here's what I hate about printers. The ink.
Yeah. Oh, you want to pay. That's $40 for the ink thing.
Well, I mean, you're right. You need to, when shopping for a printer, you not only need to shop for the printer, but you need to shop for how many ink cartridges it takes, how much is this ink going to cost you. So, you know, when you're setting up a home office, Joyce, you know, what should you think about when it comes to buying the printer and what the printer ink costs to refill?
Well, I mean, ink is a really good value from HP. It's a quality product. It's reliable. You're not going to get streaks. You're not going to get pages that don't come out right. You know, definitely the cartridges are not... We're not talking about refill ink here, so I think for the price you're paying for ink, which is just, it's a good value. It's a good value for what you get. It's a quality product. You know, HP makes quality ink. Again, reliability I think is most important for people, especially people on the go. They don't want, you know, what they print.
I'm going, all right, here's another application that I can see for this. I'm deciding on the way home on Saturday, 5, 6 o'clock, I want to go to the movies. I use my, I can take my smartphone.
Look at Dudley, running amok with this.
I can look at the schedule on the iPhone of what's playing at the theater. Starts at 7:10, okay? So I can take the ticket from this movie, and I can get it printed on this thing, right? On the isn't that how this works?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
So when I don't have to wait in line, I don't have to, if I'm late for the movie, which is pretty much how I always am, and I have to wait in line, I'm going to miss the first couple of minutes. You get this thing in your hand, the movie ticket is there. You leave the house, you go to the theater, you say to the people waiting in line, and you go in and get a better seat.
Yep.
Okay. Yes,
absolutely.
That's what this is all about, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Me gets it. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We had relatives over for Easter break, and we were out late, you know, having some drinks on South Beach, and you know, my cousin realized, oh gosh, it's after 1 a.m. I've got to print the boarding passes for tomorrow. Her flight was, you know, the next morning. So right from the iPhone, you know, which I had with me, handy dandy phone, we printed her boarding pass back to our home here in Fort Lauderdale, and the boarding pass was waiting. So when we walked in at 3 a.m., there was the boarding pass. She grabbed it, 7 a.m. flight.
All of us who fly a lot,
right?
That's another perfect application for it. What a pain it is sometimes to find it and to get it, and if you don't do it in a certain time, you can't get it, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Okay. So there's all kinds of useful. This is this is called HP. It's a DeskJet 3052A wireless all-in-one printer with ePrint mobile printing. How about them apples? And it's $69 at Walmart, right?
And a scanner.
And a scanner.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, copies, it scans. You know, you were talking about ink prices, and you know they're $40. Actually, you go, you'll find ink cartridges now anywhere from $13, $14, $15 to $25 for the singles. What in the olden days, you know, those olden days were 6, 7, 8 years ago, we were looking at $30, $40 of entry. Now, the best part too is based on not just the printer that suits you, but also how much you're going to print. You can buy an individual cartridge, or you can buy a pack that has two, or you can buy one that is called an extra large, even though it's not an extra large size, but it has extra ink. So very similar to how much laundry you do, the more you buy, the more you get,
right,
the lower cost per page. And when we're talking based on some of the simple documents, I told Maria how my son will come and want to print a page to color. And to watch him interact now with it by himself at 3.5 years old, and I'm sitting there going, oh, go ahead and print a couple of pages. What's this going to cost? 7, 8, 9 cents? I could get in the car because gas isn't technically cheap anymore either. So the fact that you have these devices, you control and use them as you want. And we talk about, you know, how much something costs. You have to balance that against the ability of getting in your car and going and have somebody else do it for you. Now you can do it at a price that's as competitive as outsourcing it, whether it's for personal use or for home office use.
So, well put. Thank you for explaining all this. Chris Arangio from HP and Joyce Kress, who is the shopping marketing account manager on the Walmart side of things. Thanks for joining Marina, that's good, Doug. Maria and Heather and Richie and me for the story behind the story of this neat printer. It's 12 before the hour on Good Day.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads, long distances, using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move 1 ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scott's Turf Builder with +2 weed control, now only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scott's and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block. And watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Before Allegra, Buddy wanted to walk around the whole park, but my allergies stopped me halfway through.
After Allegra, I can go the distance.
For a medicine that works like nothing else, there's only one Allegra. It's the only allergy medicine that's both fast and non-drowsy. It has the power to relieve your toughest symptoms for 24 hours. In fact, it starts working in just 1 hour.
Now my sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes don't stand in the way of walks. After Allegra, I have it all. Right, buddy?
Applies to first dose only among OTC brand and antihistamines. Use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The passing of a show business icon, a legend who spanned generations. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. For our younger children, this may be the Dick Clark they remember firsthand, counting it down on New Year's Rockin' Eve. That was Dick Clark during this past New Year's Eve as 2011 turned into 2012. New Year's Rockin' Eve was a Dick Clark creation that dated back to the early 70s, but there is so much more to this man who seemed to be forever young, America's oldest teenager as he was known. Dick Clark died yesterday of a heart attack at the age of 82, a career that began in the 1940s on radio, and then TV in black and white was next. Music, always a big part of his life. This was the show so many of us watched growing up, American Bandstand, hosted by Dick Clark, which started its national run in 1957 and would continue for three decades. His production company brought us the American Music Awards, the Golden Globes, the Pyramid Game Show, and so much more. But he'll be best remembered for the new music and all those performers he put in the spotlight. Teenagers dancing on the tube and erasing the color line in the process. Fans everywhere, young and not so young, talking about and remembering Dick Clark, and especially American Bandstand.
That's where I learned to dance. All of us girls would get together and we would copy everything they did, so he was always in our life.
Standing there at the desk, introducing the different acts that were on there, and just seemed to enjoy all the different kinds of music.
I remember rushing home from high school and watching Bandstand. I tell you, dancing in the living room.
Yeah.
So many memories, and what a life. Dick Clark, a true American original, already sorely missed. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
My dad's Mercedes E-Class has 26,000 miles on it, but I'm taking it to a billion zillion.
Of all the things you hand down to your children, very few will be of the quality of a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Because a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is 100% through and through a Mercedes-Benz. And right now, during our certified pre-owned sales event, you can get exceptional 1.99% financing on select models. Every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high. Plus, a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio.
Thanks in advance, Dad.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through April 30th. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
Please dealer or call 1-800-4-Mercedes for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations. Not all customers are qualified for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit.
On Wall Street, after that big rally on Tuesday, the market was down yesterday. The Dow off 83 points, closing at 13,033. S&P lower by 6 points. NASDAQ dropped 11. Crude oil prices also dropped $1.53 a barrel, finishing at $102.67. You can chalk up another endorsement for the likely Republican presidential nominee, Mitt Romney. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels says he's behind Romney all the way.
He's proven himself the best nominee we could put forward, and I'm just happy to sign on and help him.
Governor Daniels jumping on the bandwagon after the bandwagon has already started to roll. And remember the Iowa Republican caucuses way back in January? Mitt Romney was originally certified the winner, but a few weeks later, turned out that Rick Santorum had won by a few votes.
I think we did 95% of everything right, but we did make some mistakes as well.
That's Iowa Republican Committee Chairman Bill Schickel, who admits 95% right is not 100% right. And Schickel says there will be a review of the caucuses to look at the process used to release those vote totals. And finally, let's meet a very lucky couple. We're talking about the lovely couple who bought one of three winning Mega Millions tickets for that record $656 million jackpot 3 weeks ago. The winners in Kansas and Maryland had the option of staying anonymous, and they opted to do just that. But in Illinois, you are required to come forward, and Merle and Patricia Butler of Redbud, Illinois, did just that, formally accepting a check for $218 million yesterday. Merle and Patricia are retired, with Merle sharing the experience of what it was like after he scanned his lottery ticket and realized it was a winner.
I turned to my wife and I says, we won. And she kind of looked at me funny. And I says, no, we won. Then she started giggling. And she giggled for about 4 hours.
Yes, I'm sure all of us would giggle for about 4 hours if we were in the same situation. Merle did say dealing with all of this is a little daunting. There's a lot to do.
You'd be surprised what all it involves, you know. No, I'm not looking for sympathy.
And you're not going to get any. Congratulations to Merle and Patricia. If it couldn't be us, they seem as deserving as anyone. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ooh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry. Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip! And we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.